Section 104 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by Carlene Coney, Smart Writer, 42607, Lincoln, Maine. The Idiosyncratic Peculiarities of Thought. The Idle Chatter of the Crowd. The Immediate Tyranny of a Present Emotion. The incessible solitude of the sky, the incarnation of all loveliness, the incoherent loquacity of a nervous patient, the indefinable air of good breeding, the indefinable yearning for days that were dead, the indefinite atmosphere of an opulent nature, the interceptive glances of wondering eyes, the intrusive question faded, the insidious stigma of selflessness, the iron hand of oppression, the irresistible and ceaseless onflow of time, the irrevocable past and the uncertain future. The landscape ran, laughing, downhill to the sea. The leaden sky rests heavily on the earth. The leaves of time drop stealthily. The leaves syllabled her name in cautious whispers. The lights winked. The little incident seemed to throb with significance, the lofty grace of a prince, the loud and urgent pageantry of the day. The low hills on the horizon were a haze of living blue, the machinations of a relentless mountebank, the machinations of an unscrupulous enemy, the magical lights of the horizon, the majestic solemnness of the moment, yielded to the persuasive warmth of the day, the marvelous beauty of her womanhood, the maximum of attainable and communicable truth. The melancholy day weeps in a monotonous despair, the melodies of birds and bees. The memory of the night grew fantastic and remote. The meticulous observation of facts. The mind freezes at the thought. The mind was filled with a formless dread. The mocking echoes of long-departed youth. The moment marked an epoch. The moon is waning below the horizon. The moors, the pity. The morning beckons. The morning droned along peacefully. The most servile acquiescence. The multiplicity of odors competing for your attention. The murmur of soft winds in the treetops. The murmur of the surf boomed in melancholy mockery. The murmur of summer seas, the music and mystery of the sea, the music of her delicious voice, the music of her presence was singing a swift melody in his blood. The music of unforgotten years sounded again in his soul. The mute melancholy landscape, the mystery obsessed him, the naked fact of death, the nameless and inexpressible fascination of midnight music. The narrow glen was full of the brooding power of one universal spirit, the nascent spirit of chivalry. The night was drowned in stars. The old ruddy conviction deserted me. The onrush and vividness of life, the opulent sunset, the orange pomp of the setting sun, the oscillations of human genius, the outpourings of a tenderness reawakened by remorse. The pageantry of sea and sky, the palest abstractions of thought, the palpitating silence lengthened, the panorama of life was unrolled before him. The paraphernalia of power and prosperity, the parting crimson glory of the ripening summer sun, the past slowly drifted out of his thought, the pendulous eyelids of old age, the penetrating odors assailed his memory as something unforgettable, the pent-up intolerance of years of repression. The perfume of the mounting sea saturated the night with wild fragrance, the piquancy of pageant life, the peace and sinew of mature manhood, the plenitude of a piquant ways. The presage of disaster was in the air, the pressure of accumulated misgivings, the preternatural pomposities of the pulpit, the pristine freshness of spring. The pull of soul on body, the pulse of the rebounding sea, the purging sunlight of clear poetry, the purple vaulted night, the question drummed in his head and heart day and night, the question irresistibly emerged, the quick pulse of gain, the radiant serenity of the sky. The radiant stars brooded over the stainless fields, white with freshly fallen snow, the restlessness of offended vanity, the retreating splendor of autumn, the rising storm of words. The river ran darkly, mysteriously by. The river sang with its lips to the pebbles. The roar of the traffic rose to thunder, the romantic ardor of a generous mind. The room had caught a solemn and awful quietude. The rosy-hued sky went widening off into the distance, the rosy twilight of boyhood, the royal arrogance of youth. The sadness in him deepened inexplicably, the scars of rancor and remorse. The scent of roses stole in with every breath of air. The sea heaved silvery far into the night. The sea slept under a haze of golden winter sun. The sea swept enfolds you, satisfying eye and mind. The sea wind buffeted their faces. The secret and subduing charm of the woods. The seesaw of a waving courage. The sentimental tourist will be tempted to tarry. The shadows of the night seemed to retreat. The shadows rested quietly under the breathless sky. The shafts of ridicule, the sheer weight of unbearable loneliness, the shiver of the dusk passed fragrantly down the valley. The silence grew stolid. The silence was uncomfortable and ominous. The silent day perfumed with the hidden flowers, the river silence of the night. The sinking sun made mellow gold of all the air. The sky grew brighter with the imminent day. The sky grew ensaffroned with the indescribable hue that heralds the day. The sky put on the panoply of evening. The sky was a relentless, changeless blue. The sky was dull and brooding. The sky was heavily sprinkled with stars. The sky was turning to the pearly gray of dawn, the smiling incarnation of loveliness. The song of hurrying rivers, the sound of the sea waxed. The spacious leisure of the forest, the spell of a deathless dream, was upon them. The star-strewn spaces of the night, the stars looked down in their silent splendor. The stars seemed attentive. The steadfast mind kept its hope. The steady thunder of the sea accented in the silence. The still voice of the poet. The stillness of a forced composure. The stillness of the star-hung night. The strangest thought shimmered through her. The stream forgot to smile. The stream laughed to themselves. The strident discord seemed to mock his mood. The stunning crash of the ocean saluted her. The subtle emanation of other influence seemed to arrest and chill him. The sudden rush of the awakened mind. The summit of human attainment. The sun blazed torridly. The sun goes down in a flame on the far horizon. The sun lay golden soft over the huddled hills. The sunlight spread on at a gallop along the hillside. The sun was rushing to its height through every possible phase of violence and splendor. The suspicion of secret malevolence, the swelling tide of memory, the swing of the pendulum through the arc of the centuries. This is the end of section 104 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by Carlene Coney, Smart Writer, 42607, Lincoln, Maine. This recording is in the public domain.